Hello, 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 my beautiful podcast family. How are y'all doing? I am Real Talk Kim. And so today I went on Instagram and just asked, you know, what are some topics that y'all would like for me to cover on my podcast for the next few weeks? And I would love to hear from you as well. You can email me at rtkkimjones@gmail.com. And let me know what you would like to hear on these podcasts, what you would like for me to cover. I would love to hear from you. So I am Real Talk Kim. This is my podcast channel. For all of you newbies, I love you. For all of you RTK Inner Circle, the people that I am so blessed to mentor, I love being your coach. To all the Limitless Church family that is going to listen to this, I love being your pastor. And man, I've got a word for you today. We're going to talk about dealing with toxic people that you can't just cut out. Is that not a deep subject or what? So we're going to talk about dealing with toxic people that you can't just cut out forever, like your mom or your dad, or maybe someone you're married to, right? And you are, or maybe it's somebody at your job. We're going to talk about that today. So go ahead and share this. Y'all, go give me a review on wherever you're watching this or hearing this from. Go give me a great review. Because that's what people go off of that don't know Real Talk Kim. And if you want to be in my mentorship program, go to realtalkkim.com and you will find out all you want to know about me. Get my book, Shut Hell Up. It will bless your life. So here we go, y'all. Let's talk about dealing with toxic people that you can't just get away from. You know, to be honest, coping with toxic people has never been my specialty. Some people say I'm toxic. Some people say you're toxic. The one thing that God has really taught me this year is, man, every single time I wanted to get angry at somebody that hurt me, or I wanted to get angry at somebody that was doing me dirty, or I felt they were, God really started dealing with me in my quiet time. Like, Kim, they think you're toxic. You think they're toxic. They think you're toxic. And that really set me free from holding on to anger, because that's the truth, right? There are people out there talking about you, about things you didn't even know you did, or talking about you off of things that they heard from other people that you did, right? The one thing that I've discovered is people are going to listen to people, and I don't care what anybody says. When I hear something about somebody, this is why I am so quick. When I feel a conversation is going south, I will literally make a scene. I'll put my fingers in my ears and I'll be like, la, 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 la. Like, I will not allow myself to dig a response or a questionable anything about somebody that I don't know off of someone's words. Because one thing I've discovered is it doesn't matter if that person is right or not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if that person is wrong. It doesn't matter if that person isn't wrong. There's always three sides to a story: their side, your side, and the truth, right? Because we all feel like we're right. But I don't allow myself to listen to what other people are saying, because it forms an opinion about that person inside of me. And so we're going to talk about that today. You know, maybe someone is really toxic and you are stuck living with them, or you're stuck having to go around them. You're stuck taking care of them. Maybe it's your mom and she's just horrible, but yet you've got to honor her, right? So to be honest with y'all, coping with toxic people has never been my specialty. I have dealt with enough toxicity in my life to know when it's best to cut ties. Snip, snip, suckas, okay? But we all have toxic people in our lives who can't be avoided, right? Whether it is a parent-in-law, a sibling spouse, a friend, a stepdad, hello, a coworker whom you just can't stand. You know, a quote about toxic people from from, I don't know where it came from, but it was a quote, and it says, let go of negative people. They only show up to share complaints, problems, disastrous stories, fear, and judgment on others. If somebody is looking for a bin to throw all their trash into, make sure it's not your mind. Is that not powerful? Let go of negative people. They only show up to share complaints, problems, disastrous stories, fear, and judgment on others, right? If somebody is looking for a bin to throw all their trash into, make sure it's not your mind. Man, y'all, that is powerful, right? If Dalai Lama is dusting toxicity off his shoulders or her shoulders, shouldn't you? Like, Dalai Lama got like lots and lots of quotes about negativity and all this junk, right? So cutting out negativity from your life, even if you can't cut out the person, it doesn't make you a bad person. It means you are valuing your mental and emotional well-being and practicing true self-care. So I just want to go over today, like, man, all of this, of course, is easier said than done. What I'm about to tell you guys, it's easier said than done. Don't send me no emails saying it's easier said than done. You know, it is what it is, and you got to deal with it. And you are allowing that person too much access, and they hold too much of you if they keep controlling you and they keep making you have bad days. So let's talk about, how do you deal with people you'd rather avoid at all cost? Y'all ready for this? Get your notebooks out, boo, because we're about to go down the list. Number one, you set limits with toxic people. Come on, somebody. Set limits. We're talking about today, how do I deal with toxic people that I can't get away from? Y'all hit me with this question all the time. It's your baby's daddy. It's your baby's mama. Y'all got to deal with each other. How you going to do it? Set limits with toxic people. Take it from me. Toxic people don't do well with boundaries. They have a tendency to want to control others as well as situations. All right? They have a tendency, period, to want to control others as well as situations. So trying to set limits or boundaries for them will get you nowhere. They see it as a personal challenge. But you can set limits on the things you can control. What is that? Don't invest too much time or effort with toxic people. Keep your interactions brief and the topics light, right? Keep in mind that toxic people will be listening for anything you say that they can spin to make themselves look better. Y'all, I've lived with the toxic. Listen. Man, I even started questioning myself, which I question myself all the time. I am always trying to fix me. You hear me? I always am trying to fix me. But sometimes you don't realize the air so polluted and toxic until you get out from under it, right? And then you look back and think, what in the world was I thinking when I said I do to that? Or what in the world was I thinking when I thought you would be a ride or die, right? Because now you gone and I can breathe. I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? So you got to pay attention, right? Talk about the weather. Talk about nice things that someone about someone else. Like, when I get around someone that is toxic, I don't talk. If someone is ready to go off on politics, if someone is, I know triggers. All it takes for me is one time for somebody to go off in 2 seconds, to go from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. And I know I ain't never talking about that with you again, right? Because I ain't losing my peace over something stupid, period. And if I can't get rid of you, then we're going to figure out how to work this thing out where we stay light and easy. Light and easy, light and easy. So when you're around a toxic person and you have to be around that person at the reunion. You have to be around that person to check on your parents because they're older. You have to check on, you know, you got to give your kid, you got to exchange kids with your ex. It's so freaking toxic. Listen, don't talk about trigger points. Don't let them take you into heated conversations. When they text you mean stuff, don't text back. You are a whole grown up and you ain't got to text back, right? So what are you going to do? Talk about the weather. Talk about something nice about someone else. Then run away as fast as you can. Set a timer on your phone if you have to. Arrange for a friend to give you that old SOS call, right? I do that. My assistant, I'm like, look, I got to be around this person and call me at blank, blank, blank and get me out of there. You know, because there's some things that you just can't avoid, but you got to protect your peace at all costs. So do whatever you have to do to get out of Dodge. Okay, so make conversations. Now, if this is somebody that you're living with, like a spouse, and they are just toxic, for starters, y'all need counseling because I ain't going to live with a man. I'm just not going to do it. I've done it. I've tried. I ain't going to do it ever again. If you are a butthole and you are just mean and you are a liar and you are a gossip and you are hateful and you take everything out on your spouse, either you going to change or I'm out. I ain't living my whole life with the devil. I'm just not going to do it. And so if you're living with somebody and you're like, but I don't know what to do, you need to make a plan. You need to make a plan. You need to go to counseling, y'all together. Are you alone if he won't go or she won't go? But you need to figure out a plan so that you ain't got to live the rest of your life in hell. You get one chance at this life and you ain't got to live with a bad choice. You hear me? Like, bye. You know what I'm saying? If I make you that miserable that you have to walk around being hateful and mean and calling me out of my name and treating my children bad and never bending for nobody, expecting everyone to bend for you, but you won't bend for nobody, always being right, talking about me behind my back to people like I'm a dog. Oh, no, 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 no. We're not going to play that game. We ain't going to play that game. And then you, Either you're going to get it right and you're going to get your heart right and you're going to get well, or you ain't going to be in my life, period. Me and God going to have a little talk. Me and Jesus going to have a little talk. We're going to figure this thing out, but I ain't living in hell. Not on a consistent basis. No. I'm not going to drive home every night dreading getting out of my car and walking in that house because you are the devil. I ain't doing it. So if you're saying right now to me, I'm living with it, number one, you need to go to counseling and you need to find out why you keep choosing devils. All right? Because you need to fix that part of you that keeps attracting that type of person with those behaviors, right? You need to deal. Maybe you're the problem. Maybe you caused them to be the devil. Maybe you weren't healed. Maybe you just maybe, but now you're changed and now they're mean. Well, now y'all got a problem, right? Because relationships are about forgiveness. Relationships that matter are about forgiveness. We're talking today about people that you can't get rid of, like your mama, your daddy, your aunt, your uncle, right? Blood. You guys see them at the reunions. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving y'all answers to dealing with these situations. But if you got a spouse that's mean and hateful, honey, listen, no, we're not going to go there. My kids ain't going to hear screaming and yelling every day because I made a bad choice. Now, that's not going to be okay because we're not going to teach our kids how this is normal. So if you got a friend that makes you mean, if you're, here's what you have to do. You have to take inventory of whatever it is that's making you crabby, that's making you mean, that's making you not be a good mama or good daddy because your environment sucks you dry. You got to figure this stuff out, y'all. And you got to stop giving people so much control over you. You got to start changing some things, right? Y'all know my story. Man, I knew I was on a spiral out of control when I would need drink. I would need wine at night to get through my life because my life was terrible because I was living with the devil that acted like the best Christian on the planet. And listen to me, I knew that I had to get myself together. I knew it because I was not me anymore. I was suppressing things. I was, you know, praying and leading people, millions of people, and needing drink to get through a toxic relationship. And I knew that relationship was never going to change because this person was a narcissist, and I knew that they weren't going to change. I knew it because narcissists don't change. They don't think they need to change. They think they're always right. And most of the time they use the Bible to cover their sins up. So I had to literally fix me. I had to go to counseling. I had to get help. I had to listen because I knew that the enemy would love to set me up for the rest of my life with this because it was making me play two lives, right? And I didn't want to live that way. And so you have to do whatever you got to do for you to find peace so that you don't need to drink. I haven't drank one single thing in 2 years. I have not drank wine. Listen, I am clean as a whistle, right? I haven't drank. I haven't put a bottle of wine to my face. I haven't done anything for 2 years because I had to get myself right because I was allowing people to drive me insane that was living in my house, and God took care of it. I'm telling you something. God will help you if you help yourself. God would have never saved me if I wouldn't have helped myself first. I had to acknowledge that I needed help. I had to acknowledge that I was not Kim. I had to acknowledge that I needed to fix me before God could then fix the situation. He did. He eradicated that situation. He helped me with that situation. He did it. That's what God will do for you. And you won't have to live in it. And you know what? Y'all, in my situation, I would have never in a million trillion years thought that the demise of my marriage would have happened the way it did. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. But God did. And God knew. God always knows the truth. And God will always set you free. I'm telling you that. But our problem is we think that God is not going to fix it because we made the wrong choice. But that is not how God rolls. God is waiting on you to fix you. And that's what we're talking about today. You won't let toxic people even steal your peace when you find out who you really are in God. And you know what God will do, y'all? God will, listen, you're over here allowing 20 people to talk about you and make you stay stuck because of what they've heard. But God is over here saying, there's 7.5 billion people in this world that I will give you. I will give you a whole new tribe. I will give you a whole new circle of friends. Y'all, my whole circle has shifted in the last few months because God knew I need fresh in your life. You're not even that person anymore. Y'all, and people have a hard time forgetting who you used to be. And so what God will do is God will eradicate all of those people. He will take all of those people out of your life that you thought would never leave your life. He will remove them and he will bring new people in your life that don't even know who you used to be. And he will then start using you for his kingdom. That's how he rolls. So today, stop looking at what you've lost. Stop looking at who you used to be. Stop listening to what they are saying. They're not even in your life anymore. And start watching what God is about to do. You are missing out on what God wants to do in your life because you are so focused on them. They're gone. Let them go. There are 7.5 billion people in this world. Let go of the 100 people that don't like you. Let go of the 20 people that don't like you. Let go of all those family members that talk about. Let it go. Who cares? When you stop allowing the negative energy to keep you back and keep you down, when you stop it, when you stop trying to wrap your mind around hell, situations in your life that you can't change, then and only then will you move forward. And you will stop allowing people to violate you. You will. You will stop losing sleep over idiots. You will. But you have to get healed first. It's almost like, y'all know when you go in the hospital and you've got burns, like third degree burns, and they put leeches, isn't that right? They put these leeches on your body to take infection and stuff out, but they fall off and they take them off when the leeches have done the job. That's kind of like healing. When you heal, you know, it's almost like sharks in the water. when you bleed, sharks come to the blood. See, when you stop bleeding, there's no need for the leeches anymore. When you stop bleeding, all those sharks, those toxic sharks, won't come around you anymore because there's no more blood, because you healed. The process that you need to walk in is only a situation of changing your thinking. That's it. That's how easy it is. Change your thinking. Think about what you're thinking about. And either you're going to trust God with your life or you ain't. Period. You're going to listen to what they say about you. You're going to listen to what he says about you. Okay? And I promise y'all something. When you get your heart right, no longer will you allow toxic people to have space in your world. Number two, you will not lose sleep anymore. Number three, you will not be depressed. The only reason you are depressed every day is because you're concentrating on things you can't change. Right? If you say things like, oh, I take 10 steps forward and 2 steps back, it's because you are taking things into your own hands that are not yours to fight. So think about what you're thinking about and move forward. Number two, on dealing with toxic people that you can't get out of your life. They just there. Your baby daddy, your mom, your baby mama, your dad, your mom, your ex. Listen. Set limits. Number one was set limits with toxic people. Don't hang around with them. Don't let them get in you. Don't you dare get back caught up in a back and forth with them. Don't do it. Number two is pick your battles wisely. Pick your battles wisely with the toxic person that you can't get away from. It's tricky to balance being cordial with not wanting to normalize someone's emotionally abusive behavior. It's tricky to balance being cordial with not wanting to normalize someone's emotionally abusive behavior. But toxic people don't respond well to criticism. It's important to acknowledge that battles can escalate quickly into full-fledged declarations of war. So here, keep this in mind when interacting with the toxic person. Try this. Rate your grievances on a scale of 1 to 10. For example, if your mother-in-law says something about your weight gain, that might be a 6. If she says something to your daughter about her weight gain, that's an 11. My rule is, if it's an 8 or above, it's worth arguing about. Otherwise, it's best to keep the waters calm as best as you can. You don't care about her talking about your weight because she's miserable. Okay? You hear me? Who cares what she thinks? Hurt people, and they sure ain't. Anybody that allows negativity to come out of their mouth ever is miserable. Miserable. Anybody that is messy is miserable. And miserable people are not worth your blessing, and they're not worth curses coming on your life because you entertain their junk. Okay? Let it go. So, rate. Rate it next time. No, it ain't worth a fight. My peace is bigger. My peace is more important. Number three, recognize and distance yourself from their behavior. Recognize and distance yourself from their behavior. It's not easy, y'all, to rise above it when some people are determined to drag you down into the fray. But, recognizing that people are toxic should be the first step toward desensitizing yourself from their words and actions. Like, ask yourself, do I value this person's opinion? And do they have my best interest at heart? If the answer to both of those questions isn't a resounding yes, then don't worry so much about what they say or do. Y'all, this is so important that you pay attention to this. You got to ask yourself these questions. That's why you keep falling apart at idiots. You got to ask yourself these questions so that you stop giving people so much power. See, toxic people only have the power to upset you if you let them upset you. Toxic people, mean people, only have the power to get under your skin, to upset you, if you let them upset you. Even if you can't distance yourself physically, you always have the power to distance yourself emotionally. Period, y'all. Number four, focus on the positivity. Focus on the positivity. I know how cliche this sounds, but I also know that if you dwell on how infuriating toxic people can be, or the problems they create, or the lies they tell, it will stress you out. So you know what? Do your best to catch yourself when you start to fixate on the negative and try to consciously switch your thoughts to solutions or more positive situations. Toxic people don't deserve your mental energy. Period. Period. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve you. They don't deserve your time. Number five, utilize your support system. This is huge. Everybody needs a support system, and you have to utilize your support system. Listen, if you are blessed, you have a support network of people who aren't toxic. Rally your support troops as needed. Y'all, I have a RTK Inner Circle. It is my mentorship program. It never ends. I have built a community, a tribe of people for this purpose, so that it is a healthy community, a healthy place where you belong with healthy people that support you and will not allow you to waller, right? RTK Inner Circle. I'm not even kidding. It is a place where you can go and it is your escape and not your duty. So there is no excuse for you to say, I don't have anybody positive in my life. I don't have anybody that's not toxic in my life. Because there's people like me that have built a place, RTK Inner Circle. Y'all, every night at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time, I go on our personal Facebook page, private. You can't even be in there unless you're part of our group. And I talk to you and I help you through situations. We're walking through a book club right now on Thursday nights, Battlefield of the Mind together on Zoom. We have testimonials on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. In there of people that are getting set free. We are a community. Every 6 months, we come together in Atlanta for a retreat, just us. We are building relationships. So there are places that you can go that you don't even have to live in Atlanta to be a part of. You can do it online. I have a church called Limitless Church that I pastor right here in Fayetteville, Georgia, across from Whitewater High School. I've created an iChurch that is connected to our church. With connect groups, every week you can be a part of something that's going to help you grow and heal from toxic relationships. Limitlesschurch.live is our website. Go under the connect group tab and get in one of these groups. Every week you have accountability. Y'all, there's places that you can go of people that will fight for you, people that are going to be there for you. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me. And not toxic for you. There are people waiting to love you back to life. There is hope for you. There's hope to get out of this. Dealing with toxic people isn't easy. And listen to me. These coping mechanisms that I've talked about today, they're not developed overnight. But with any luck, they will help you tune out the toxicity that can't be avoided. Do you hear me? One thing that I can guarantee you is you're going to know some toxic people in your life. And it's up to you. It is up to you how you deal with those toxic people. You hear me? And so sometimes you can't get away from them, but you sure can decide how much power you give them. So I hope this blessed you today. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You might have done everything they said you did. You might have been the toxic person. You might have been the crazy person. You might have driven them off with your mouth. You might have done everything they're lying about you about. They may still be talking about you about something you did 2 years ago. Maybe you haven't drank anything in 2 years and now they're still talking about you as an alcoholic. Listen to me. Don't entertain it. Don't let them steal your peace. You know who you are, and most of all, God knows who you are. Stop coming off of your chariot to throw tomatoes. Stop losing your peace. I've got a girl that is in my inner circle and she is always defeated and stressing out and going nuts because of an ex. And you know what? You cannot do that. You cannot. At some point, you're going to have to throw some things in the hands of God, right? That ex is going to do whatever the ex wants to do with your kids. That y'all had kids to, that's just the way it rolls. But when you take your power away and you let God fight a battle that you can't fight, then he will heal your heart and he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. He will give you peace that when your ex starts throwing your kid up and telling you that you will never see your kid and blah, 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 you won't even be fazed because you know that God is fighting your battles. You are fighting your battles. This is how I fight my battle. You are fighting your battles on your knees. You ain't taking it to the phone. You're taking it through to the throne. Don't you dare keep breaking your heart over and over trying to understand and wrap your head around how somebody can be so mean. You'll never, ever, ever understand it because that's not who you are. You are kind. You are loving. You are changed. You are a warrior. You're not who they say you are. You are who he says you are. So today, get your focus back on God and realize you were built for this. You are fierce. You are awesome. You are a warrior. You are more than a conqueror, and you are victorious, period, period. And you're going forward. I believe it. I love y'all so much. Share this podcast with somebody. Be a part of my inner circle, y'all. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Be in my mentorship program, man. Get involved. Get involved. Serious. Put yourself out there and let your heart find friends. And listen, come to my church if you're ever in Atlanta. Limitless Church. Limitless Church across from Whitewater High School in Fayetteville, Georgia. I'm there every single Sunday, 10 and 11:30. All right. Hey, share this podcast with somebody. Give me a 5-star, man. Give me a good rating today. And go get my app, my free app. I send you out notifications twice a day of encouragement. Just go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, search Real Talk Kim Go. And I will be in your pocket. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. It's going to be a great week because you have a new understanding of how to preserve your peace. Love you guys.